Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on the morning shift with the news of the day, and that is that the Atlanta Falcons have hired Jeff Ulbrich as their next defensive coordinator. Of course, we know him from his previous stint here in Atlanta when he was with the Dan Quinn staff and with Coach Raheem Morris. So, and that's when Ulbrich coached linebackers for the team. But most recently, he was the interim head coach for the New York Jets. He spent three seasons as the team's defensive coordinator and began the same role in 2024 until the Jets parted ways with Robert Saleh. So now he is here back in Atlanta.
Yeah, and just to continue the conversations we were having a minute ago, I just don't think we know. It seems to me like schematically you're probably going to be utilizing some of the same things you did last year. But again, a lot of this comes down to what personnel you're going to bring in. I know that there's a number of there's a couple of corners names floating out around there. I've seen it a couple sources now, and I think you look and you probably have to draft defensive line at some point, and you have to get more of an interior rush. Maybe there's somebody on the open market that you can grab there. But I don't think I don't think by hiring Jeff Ulbrich you say, well, they're going to do this. This is the route they're going to go. They're going to run, cover two nickel or, Tampa two or whatever, whatever you think they might run. We don't know. I mean, we just simply don't know. And, maybe you go back to the pairing, that you had back in 2020 when there was an interim situation going on. But, the personnel's changed. The people have changed and everything else. And, I'll look forward to personnel-wise what they do and also, who's hired to be that defensive line coach.
Yeah, well, you got to develop some guys, including Braylon Trice, who will be coming off of he's coming off ACL. He's a guy that is kind of like an extra – it sounds weird, but it's kind of like an extra draft pick because – You haven't even seen what he can do other than a half, not even a full half in a preseason game. Can you continue the development of Rukarororo or Brandon Dorlus, who we didn't really see at all this year? What is Zach Harrison's future has with that? Is Grady Jarrett even going to be here next year?
But before you get ahead with the development stuff, you already pointed that out earlier, right? That Ulbrich has a track record for doing that.
He did, yeah, with linebackers. He was phenomenal, Tiff, when he was here. I think you guys, I know you do, but I think most of our listeners and the fans of this team should remember that that 2016 draft was one that you got Keanu Neal in the first round. And then you turned around and you got Deion Jones in the second round. And I think Devondre Campbell was the third or the fourth round. And so two of those guys, and Debo and Devondre, they were vital parts of the defense that ended up getting better as the year went on. And then it turned into that 2017 defense, which was top 10.
Really good, yeah.
And Ulbrich should get a lot of the credit for developing those guys. I don't care, and that's not what Mike was saying, but I don't care whose system it was under. He was the one developing those linebackers, and Devondre was a fourth-round guy, and he did a good job at it. There's no mistaking he'll be running what – a philosophy that Raheem and him have settled on, and it's probably going to be Raheem's philosophy, but the calling the play part will be Ulbrich. So when in a game, he's going to be responsible for that. I like the thought of having a Wink Martindale or a Steve Wilks because those were guys that you kind of knew what they wanted to do, and I thought personally it was Wink Martindale for me because he reminded me a lot of Dean Pease, a guy that can kind of take – your ingredients and get the most out of them. And I think that's probably what is bothering you, Mike.
Yeah.
And when I heard, I was, as you well know, Tiffany, I will go to the Twitterverse and have the conversation. And I had one Saturday night with a lot of people.
I think I saw that. I got lumped into something that I didn't want to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody said, I guess you're the only person that tells the truth on this show or something. Or, of course, I don't, apparently, to this person who was very in his feelings.
I was like, I don't know what's happening.
But I kept hearing the word, this is comfortable. Or this is just because he knows the building. And first off, he doesn't know the building. He might know where the meeting room is, but the people in the building have changed. I mean, the players are different. The everyday staff, except for maybe 4 to 7 people, has completely turned over. And some of those are freaking digital website people like Austin Hiddle, who just takes – I don't want to degrade what he does, but he's essentially the team cameraman and runs all their digital.
He's phenomenal at it.
So he might know Austin. That's great. He might know David Bassey, who runs their PR, but everything else is different other than maybe Raheem. The coaching staff is different.
Can we just stop with all that
talk? It's just a negative talk.
Comfortable or the vanilla talk, because if this were any job, you're going to go with who you're comfortable with, right? That's my take on it. If you're going to hire a guy that you know that does have a proven track record. So that's the important part that comes with it. The defense was good with the Jets. As you pointed out, the time here with the Falcons was good. So you're not just hiring someone that you know that doesn't have a track record. You're hiring someone that you know that does. So everyone can miss me with all the comfortable and vanilla stuff. I'm going to say, wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm gonna keep going.
Waiting for vanilla.
How many splash hires don't always equate to success just because it's a big name or something?
No. Well, here's the thing. Let's rewind to where we were 2 off seasons ago. All right, you needed a new defensive coordinator. You went down to New Orleans. You hired Ryan Nielsen, who had a track record with different guys of making sure you could get to the quarterback. Right,
but never had called plays.
But had a track record in the front seven of knowing you could get home.
Yeah.
Right? And what did he do? He was able to utilize the skill set of Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, and a number of different guys up front to make the numbers better. All right, now, in the end, you had to do it schematically to get home.
Mm-hmm.
You had to. And I give Arthur Smith credit. He didn't, he went outside the box and said, this guy has a track record being able to get it done. This is one of the things I want to see our defense do. Let's move on from there. I thought Ryan Nielsen was a good defensive coordinator. I don't feel that way looking at this one.
He's a good DC, or you don't feel?
What's the biggest problem facing our defense right now? We need to be able to get home.
It's the same thing we've had for the last 20 years.
Jeff Ulbrich's past as a defensive coordinator says, let's rush four, let's disguise coverage. It just is what it is. So vanilla's not always a bad thing. It's still ice cream, right? Vanilla's, it just is what it is.
I like
it's expected.
Chocolate syrup all over my vanilla
I know
ice
you do.
Cream.
I know Jambo you do. Sprinkles. And that would have been the Steve Wilkes conversation or whatever else it is. It's not a bad hire. That's not the angle I'm coming from. But it also seems like it just kind of fits into the ho-hum version of let's see what happens. I don't think anybody knows right now if it's a good hire.
Can we just say the obvious part out loud, which everyone is just forgetting, and I think you're trying to say it, but just say it. It doesn't, and that was kind of where I was getting at with some of the guys, is it doesn't matter who was here. You have to get better up front. You have to address it in the draft.
Right.
And so I think one of the reasons why I look at the development is that's going to be asked of him this year, whether it's him or whoever they decide to bring in as a defensive line coach. You're going to have to develop. I had someone that I worked with during football season. They gave me a shout Sunday, and we're like, well, do you think the staff defensively is going to flip over? And I said, I don't think so. I think that was probably one of the conversations that he had, is that, hey, can you work with this guy? Can you work with that guy? Who would you see coming in and running being your defensive line guy? Is there a guy that you think is better at like all of those things? And also, we don't know that if the job wasn't offered to Steve Wilkes or Wink Martindale, and maybe they said, no, if this is what the parameters are, I don't want to do it. There's a really good chance this isn't your first offer. I'm not saying I know that. No one's told me that, but it you could have offered it to somebody else and been turned down. You don't know. I just think that when we say comfortable, I think Tiff made a good point. Look at all walks of life. You know, if you're going to bring in people that you know do things a certain way and the way you want it done, that's everywhere. That's not just this sports. Every coach does it. We see world leaders do it. We see whatever. Like guys, if you're put up as a CEO of a company, the first thing you do is go hire a right-hand person that you can trust, because you want people in there that you can trust.
And that can do the job. That's the biggest thing, right?
Trust to do the job.
You know, people hire friends, things don't work out, that whole kind of thing. But you hire someone that you trust can do the job, and that also the bonus of it is that you know them, that you know they can.
Yeah, I look, I understand that. But, you know, we've had this conversation before on here about hiring, hiring the interim guy, hiring a coach from that's been on staff when the head coach gets fired. I'm not a believer in that. Like, I believe that sometimes you need to shake things up. You need a different perspective. You need other opinions to be able to come into the building. A lot of times when you hire an interim guy after a head coach gets fired, you get a lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same departure times, development, you know, practice time, like all the other stuff. And sometimes I just feel like sometimes you have to shake it up. Again, I keep going back, and it sounds like I'm against it as opposed to y'all, who sounds like you're very much in favor of Jeff Ulbrich, right? But I'm just simply saying we don't know. And I guess I'm taking Tiff's wait-and-see approach. It's going to depend on who the defensive line coach is and who the personnel is brought in. Because to me, if you go back to the well with Jeff Ulbrich as the DC and you run about the same personnel, which they're not going to, then that would be a mistake.
That's the thing is I'm really not for it or against it. I'm neutral to the fact that it wasn't my first pick, but I also see the coach that Ulbrich has been in my time around him, and I see when he went to New York, they got better in sacks, they got better in points per game allowed, they got better against the pass. So I see the things he's done, but the reality is when people say comfortable, this is a bunch of the old. Well, he hasn't been here in 5 years. The roster, other than A.J. Terrell and Grady Jarrett on defense, is completely different. So these players have never been around him. They've never been coached by him. I don't think that means it's comfortable for me, for those guys. The guys that actually have to make – we might be because of us, because we know him, but not those guys. That's my point about the comfortable thing, I think, is overplayed and lazy.
You know me, I'm always neutral. Hey, you may not be, though. You can call us at the top of the hour to let us know your thoughts on the hiring of Jeff Ulbrich as the Falcons defensive coordinator, 404-726-0929. Go ahead and get your place on the line. We'll take your call at the top of the hour.